It's Tuesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? It's Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 65, season 3, episode 18, Royal Crumble.
Royal Crumble.
Yep, you like that one?
That works. Let me give a quick happy birthday to Ronda Rousey, Dennis Condrey, Sean Casey, Sean Royal, Brandon Lee, Michael C. Hall, and Rick James, bitch.
Rick James, bitch. Straight of the day is Bruce Banner.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused with Angry Hulk or whatever the fuck we had before. Just a regular guy one. Gonna apologize for the shitty audio now, so we're both on our cell phones trying to do this because of some fucked up situations.
Yes.
like me driving out there for an hour for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Anyway, where do you want to go?
I don't know. You want to do what we did, Beach Break and Royal Rumble. So do Beach Break first, I guess?
Sure, why the fuck not?
All right. So, I mean, I guess we'll start with the ladder match since that opened the show.
That did open the show. Like, literally the bell rang and the show started.
Yeah. They were both in the ring and everything, so at least I didn't have to suffer through a 30-minute long, you know, Cody Rhodes fucking entrance.
Yeah, right. Fuck that shit. Thanks for doing that on YouTube. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I watched it on YouTube because I didn't go fuck. But still, I don't need to watch entrances. I know what you guys sound like. Anyway, that match was cool, but also a little bit overbooked.
Yeah. It was a little too long, too. Like, they do this a lot. Like, I mean, it was a decent match, and I enjoyed it. It was a pretty good ladder match, but it's like they have a thing of making certain matches just a little too long, even though it was a TV special. Whatever.
Yeah. Like, it was like I said, it's fun. It's the, you know, the cutter off the ladder was fucking fun. The crossroads off the ladder, where it looks like Sarah just like fell into his lap and then like went over, like, would you like lean into him? Like, what the fuck was that? That was stupid looking.
Yeah, it looked weird. The cutter was probably the best move of the night in the ladder match, to be honest.
And that includes the fucking frog splash off the other ladder, which was like, why do we have a fucking 12,000 foot ladder just to fucking do a frog splash on? But whatever. They get Jeff Hardy and shit.
Yeah, apparently.
So, I mean, like, it was cool. Like I said, I just felt it was a little bit overbooked.
Yeah, me too. I agree. I'm happy Sammy won, though.
Yeah, me too. I mean, like, I'd rather have Sammy as a champion than fucking free agent Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, screw Cody. I don't like Cody at all anymore, so.
Yeah, fuck Cody.
He can join the fucking Go Scream at the Wall group as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think he's old enough for that yet, but I'll take it. Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
What difference does that really make, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The wall. Brandy can join them too.
Yeah, I don't know. Just take your whole group with you. It's fine.
I mean, Arn can stay. Arn doesn't yell.
Arn can stay just because of the stupid fucking Glock thing.
Yeah, right. So he can stay. So he gets to stay. Tully can even stay. Fuck it.
Yeah, Tully's not that bad either. Out of all these old guys. Yeah.
He's like, he barely here. He's supposed to be.
Exactly.
He doesn't say anything on Twitter. I don't think he has a Twitter, but he doesn't say anything on Twitter. So we don't know if he's a racist or not.
No. If he is, he keeps it to himself at least.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I don't have any notes in front of me because, like I said, I'm on my phone. So I hope you know what the next match was. Because I fucking
You know what? I can't fucking fully remember. I remember there was the Layla Hirsch and Red Velvet match.
Oh, yeah. I skipped through that. I didn't watch any.
Yeah. I wasn't interested in that at all. I didn't pay much attention to that match.
That match was basically a dark match for me because I kind of figured that Layla was going to win. I remember at the end, Chris Statler came out and like got stopped by an invisible wall. Because remember JR said it.
Yeah, because she came out chasing her because she was fucking, you know, going to beat up Red Velvet some more. And they even said it, which is funny. I forget who said it. JR is like, stop by the invisible wall. Because it's like she gets halfway up the ramp and just stops.
Yeah,
like you can keep chasing her, you know.
Chase her through the fucking tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why they have to just stop there randomly. Yeah, so. And then there was, I mean, the other big match, of course, was the Lights Out match, which I really,
I mean, it's a hardcore match. it's a, you know, Street Fight, whatever you want to call them. Like, they're all really the same fucking name.
Yeah.
Again, a little overbooked.
Yeah. Like, that was a pretty ridiculous, like, they did some ridiculous things for just, like, a beach break episode.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, and it ended dumb, in my opinion. It was like, he, like, bear hugged him, and like, he fell into the fucking staging area, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, they fell through the fucking stage, or whatever you want to call it, and fucking just, he was just on top of him, so he got the pin, and it's right. I don't know.
By any means.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't looking forward to that anyway. Dan Housen was probably the best part of that match.
Right, yeah, he's the part I liked.
Yeah. Just randomly holding onto a chair he tried to pull out.
I like Dan Housen, but they're going to fucking ruin him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will.
It's too hokey, too together. Like, you can't put them both together like that. It's going to be too hokey. I do want to see what they call their war games? Fucking Blood and Guts?
Yeah.
Like, the best friends group, which would include Dan Housen now.
Yeah, because you got Dan Housen, you got fucking Chuck, Taylor. You got Cassidy, and technically Roppongi Vice with fucking Trent and what's his face, Romero. So,
and then you got the Elite with, you probably have Omega back by then. So it'll be Omega, Cole. Like, Cole, you could just do Red Dragon. You don't even need fucking Omega. You can do Red Dragon. You can do Red Dragon and fucking Cutler.
Yeah.
Because Cutler could, you know, handle the Dan Housen part of it. Because what the fuck's Dan Housen going to do?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, it was fine. It wasn't amazing. Also, Rampage was part of Beach Break as well. But I don't know if you watched that. I kind of watched it.
I did not watch it.
Brock Anderson had a match there. It was a tag team match. He wasn't anywhere near as bad as he was the last time I seen him have a match.
All right, well, that's good. At least they're obviously working with him fucking behind the scenes to make him better.
He was partnered with Lee Johnson, and it was against FTR. So it wasn't like they're going to put on a bad match.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he actually did some shit. And he looked kind of like Arn Anderson. He just needs some fucking personality, I think. He needs to go find that Glock in the fucking... I don't know what it is, but he needs something.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I didn't see the match, but, like, I agree with just it's the personality thing. He's just too stiff personality-wise, you know?
Right. And then on the opposite end of that, we have Jade Cargill, whatever the fuck her name is. Versus Julia Hart, and that was the worst match I've seen in a long fucking time.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, Julia's wicked young, and fucking what's her face? Jade is pretty green still.
Yeah.
I mean, especially to be the host champion. So
she has the charisma, though, but no ring.
See, that's the thing. She's the exact opposite of fucking Brock's kid Anderson's kid, because fucking she has all the charisma, but no good ring work yet.
But I think that's coming. I mean, it was better. It was better than the Ruby Soho match. Not better, because I mean, but it was. She had a better performance than she had in the Ruby match, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think with time she'll get better. I mean, I understand why they put the post title on her, but she definitely needs more work.
And Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus
the Private Party, right? Private
Party. That was a fun match, I guess. Not I guess, it was a fun match.
Yeah, I mean, I remember them talking about it on the little segment during Dynamite. I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of worth watching. But I forgot about Rampage, so.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I watch Rampage this week. I don't remember much else from Dynamite.
I mean, there was the CM Punk segment where he got, like, beat down by fucking...
Oh, yeah, that was that. That was long.
The whole pinnacle. But, I mean, yeah, that was a long thing. And then there's like, a little segment because Archer and fucking What's-His-Nuts... Page there are gonna have a Texas whatever death match or whatever.
Yeah, that's when they go back to San Antonio though, right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks or something like that.
Not next week. Next week Chicago.
Next week Chicago, and that's supposed to be Punk versus MJF, but I'm sure that's not gonna like really happen the way we expect it to.
No, I think MJF's gonna win that actually.
Oh yeah, I immediately once it was in Chicago, and I'm like, if they actually have a match there. You know, and there's not some fuckery again, MJF being MJF, and they have a match. MJF has definitely beaten Punk in Chicago. That's usually what happens.
Right. I agree. I mean, Punk beat Darby. I just think that it's, you know, he's done there. So,
you know what, yeah.
Whatever.
They're gonna keep this thing going for a while. This is definitely not a short term fucking feud with these two. So,
I mean, I hope not. It's fine. You can run that out for a little bit longer. I think Wardlow might like turn on MJF at any given time, though.
Yeah. See, like, I think MJF will probably win in Chicago, but I have a funny feeling that the next match, Wardlow is going to cost MJF that match. That second match that they'll have, and then there'll have to be some sort of fucking, you know, third match to fucking finish the feud off.
Right. I don't know what it's going to be yet either, but, like, I mean, because you really can't do anything else besides the lights out match again, because that's how they fucking do it.
Yeah, they love doing that, you know, just like they love having these pay-per-view-esque fucking matches on fucking TV.
Well, that's what NXT does too, though. I mean, they just put it on a show. Like, Beach Break in fucking Ohio in fucking January.
Where, yeah, and there's fucking snow everywhere. They even did some stupid little fucking FTW, whatever the fuck Taz's group is. I almost call them FTR. They did some little segment with them outside. I'm like, yeah, this looks a lot like a beach break when there's fucking snow everywhere.
Right, fucking Shivani, he's like shivering and shit.
Yeah.
Shivering.
That was weird. It's like, all right, maybe do something else and then do beach break in, like, you know, March maybe.
You could have done that one in Texas because at least you got to go outside then.
Yeah, exactly.
Beach there, but you could have like a beach on a lake or something. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Somewhere where there's not snow.
Right. It made more sense.
I mean, Florida would have been okay on the beach this time of year even or something. I don't know.
Right. I mean, it's not. I mean, seriously, let's save that for fucking summer.
Yeah.
That's SummerSlam. Beach break is SummerSlam.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well.
So where you at on that card? Well, we'll call the whole card. We'll call both the cards Beach Break because they had the same day anyway. But
yeah, I mean, I'd give it like a 7 altogether.
Yeah, I was going to go like a 6. Like I said, I thought most of it was kind of overbooked.
Yeah, I think you could have done more because we really only got, what, like, two good matches and then two other matches.
I can't even think of what a fucking yellow match was.
No, because I just remember the Layla Hirsch and Red Velvet match. I'm sure there was another match. I just can't fucking remember it.
I can't remember it either. Drawing a fucking blank there.
Yeah, which was kind of like, that's what made it kind of weak in my mind. Like, the matches weren't bad. Like, I did enjoy the two big matches to an extent, but yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you know what else there was? There was fucking Inner Circle versus 2.0 and Danny Garcia.
Oh, yeah, and fucking Jericho was like on, like, they never tagged him in, and then he fucking hit a stupid weird looking Judas thing.
Yeah. Listen,
I'm
fine with them losing, but does it feel like they're just like making Danny Garcia like a fucking little bitch in like the feud of Inner Circle?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like a new young gun. Like, he could be like, you could push the fuck out of him. He won the fucking Ebola tournament over the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good wrestler.
Exactly. And he's just...
Yeah.
He's just being used as, like, a filler piece right now. Yeah.
Like, dude, like, you didn't really need him for that. You could use, like, legit any other fucking trios team.
Yeah, exactly. And there's plenty of them now in AEW. So, I mean...
You could use the rest of fucking AFHO, whatever the fuck they're called now. Fucking Hardy, fucking Andrade, fucking group.
Yeah, that weird fucking hodgepodge group, so.
You could have used, like, fucking, what the hell's his name? Angelico and fucking Butcher or Blade. What the fuck one is it? Blade.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck one it even was. But, yeah, I just feel like they were just throwing that together. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, push Danny fucking Garcia. Fuck 2.0.
Yeah.
Them, but like...
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of 2.0, but, yeah, Daniel Garcia is getting the shit end of that fucking thing right now.
I agree. Totally agree there.
Yeah, yep.
So I'm gonna give it a 6. Like, it was fine. It felt it was overbooked, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep it with the 7, I guess, just because there were some spots I really enjoyed, but for the most part, yeah, it wasn't spectacular. I feel like you could have cut off a little bit of time from each of those matches and maybe gave me one more substantial match on Dynamite. You know, and I know Rampage, we had that title match. There was a title match on Rampage with Jade, but, like, that wasn't, You know, the only thing that would have drawn me to watch Rampage, honestly, would have probably been, you know, Jurassic Express versus fucking Private Party.
Which was also a title match.
Yes. So, I forgot about that, that was a title match.
Right. At the end of that, Gun Club came out and beat the fuck out of Christian and Jungle Boy and Dinosaur.
The Ass Boys?
Yeah, Ass Boys. That'll be fun.
So that's obviously going somewhere too. That's going to be the next fucking
rivalry. So it has to be.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to be the next rivalry.
Which would be fine. I'll watch that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
It actually makes sense. You could do a trios match and have Christian as the mentor, and you could have Mr. Ass as the other mentor.
Yeah, and I mean, they're both around the same fucking age and from the same era, so that kind of makes sense.
Right. So, I mean, it's like half-assed Attitude Era bullshit.
Yeah. Like, oh, look, we got all the old guys from the Attitude Era now.
I mean, technically they had Hardy on the other side of that of Private Party, but still.
Yeah.
It's just one half of every tag team.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get D-Von or somebody, because nobody's taking Bully.
No one wants Bully right now. Everyone hates Bully right now, so. Dude, everyone likes D-Von better anyway.
Yeah, that's how it is. Everyone loves D-Von better. All right, what else you got from AEW?
I don't think anything much left from AEW.
All right, so we're going to close that segment out. We're going to do Anchor.fm.
Yep.
Followed by King.
Yep.
Followed by Bake. We'll be back with Royal Rumble after that.
All right, cool.
All right, so Anchor.fm.
All right.
All right, it is M, the King of Old School. This is going to be the last talk of the Royal Rumble until next year, or until I decide I'm going to watch a classic Rumble on YouTube or something like that. So, yeah, this is the first time in almost 20 years that I have watched a live pay-per-view. I would like... That is amazing, in my opinion. And I am very, very surprised that it got my interest that much that I decided to do it. Didn't catch the whole thing, not gonna lie. Family was... The kids were awake. Didn't catch the first match and halfway... Not even halfway through the Women's Rumble. I'd say maybe the first 5 minutes or so of the Women's Rumble. But, yeah. The Rollins-Reigns match is pretty much what I thought was going to happen. Wasn't a clean win either way. Kept Reigns strong. Not overly impressive. It was kind of neat. So, the Women's Rumble. Earlier in that day, I heard that Ronda Rousey was around the arena, shall I say. Not so much in the arena. But I heard that, and I instantly, when I read it, said that she was going to either be in the Rumble match itself, or she was going to make her presence felt during the Becky Lynch Doudrop match. And I said once she gets into it, the case was that she was in the Rumble. I said she's going to end up at least in the final two. I even said if she gets in the Rumble, she's going to be in the final two with Flair. I couldn't have picked that one better. A lot of people complaining that, you know, Ronda Rousey came in unexpected and won it. Personally, I'm not upset by that. I didn't mind that. To be honest, the only thing that I minded about that match was the fact that I missed the WrestleMania banner catching on fire. Clayton sent me that later in the day. I don't know how I missed that. I think I might have went to the bathroom or something after the match ended. But I honestly don't. That's the only thing that bothered me, was that I missed that. So it shows that. It wasn't a bad match in general. I didn't, you know, I actually thought that match was better than the Men's Rumble. to an extent. Let's see, what else we got? You got, the women's championship match wasn't great, wasn't bad. Actually, this was probably of the matches that I saw. I'm gonna actually say that this was the worst match of the lot. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't really think it was that great. In fact, I'll go on and say that I was actually annoyed by the way that they treated Doudrop. I've seen Doudrop wrestle before, and they seem that they took that, like, they made her tone down a little bit in comparison to other matches I've seen. Like, they made her, I noticed that there were a few botches, but nothing overly bad. And as you can see, I just pulled into a parking spot, and so I apologize for any background noise there. Like I said before, I always record at work, so from the parking lot, so I just had to move my car. Anyway, but I've seen matches with Piper Niven's and elsewhere, and she seemed to run, you know, seemed to go full throttle. In this match, they seemed like they pulled her back a little bit, and that bothered me. And, you know, they just looked like they made her throw her body around. Like, that crash up against the steel steps, that was like, that seemed bad to me. And then there's a couple other places where they just were making her, for lack of a better term, use her weight. And yeah, I don't really like that when they do that to some wrestlers. And it seemed like that's what they were trying to do with her. That, I don't know, I was disappointed with that match. I thought it was going to be a lot better. The match between Edge and Miz with their wives involved, that match wasn't great, it wasn't bad, but, you know, I liked the ending of the match better. I liked how they did the double team, that they did the double spear and then the double Glamazon slam. That was good. I don't know. I just felt like I just do not like The Miz. He's one of those guys. And I don't even know if it's a fact that, I don't know if it's a testament to his gimmick or if he's just an ass in general, but I just do not like him. I do not like him. So, I mean, I obviously was rooting for Edge. Edge is one of my favorites anyway. So, but that match, I don't know, it just wasn't overly entertaining until the end. I didn't care for it. That's just me. I didn't care for it. And usually, you know, sometimes those intergender matches are usually take it or leave it. So, the championship match between Lashley and Reigns, that was, I liked it, and the internet was bashing the shit out of it for what happened. It go back two, maybe three weeks into what we talked about. I actually called it almost perfectly, my original take on it. I said that Lashley would win, Reigns would get involved, or the Usos would get involved. I think I actually said it was going to be the Bloodline, and there'd be shenanigans from Heyman. Wow, what happened? My only complaint about that match was there was no clean win, and I felt that Lashley could actually have been someone that could have taken the clean win over Reigns. All in all, it wasn't a bad match. I liked it. It just didn't live up to the hype, first off, but what does with the WWF? WWE. And then, you know, just the ending I kind of saw coming, so that didn't bother me as much. It bothers me that I called it, but it doesn't bother me at the same time, you know, if you understand what I'm getting at. Going on to the Rumble match, again, there were a few surprises. I was happy to see McIntyre come back, and I loved what he did with Corbin and Moss. Hate those fucking assholes. So, but again, I called it. I think that they could have built up another main event a hell of a lot better than what they did by having somebody else win that Rumble match. Supposedly the 30 seed was supposed to go to Corey Graves in his return to the ring. King Woods was also missing, as was X-Pac. Supposedly X-Pac was replaced by Shane McMahon due to COVID. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I read. But it is what it is. The match wasn't great because I think that it took away from a lot having Lesnar win it. Just the predictability of it all. I like the women's side better. But I also saw that there was a lot of botches in the men's side. Particularly Kofi Kingston's attempt to save himself. I don't know if that was him botching or the cameraman botching, but it is what it is. That was the glaring one to me. So, with that said, I'm coming up on my 10-minute mark. That's what I was told to keep it to. So, yeah, that's all I got. Overall, pay-per-view wasn't that bad. Will I do it again? Keep me interested. Maybe I will. As for now, I'm done talking to myself. I'm going to do a little something with the Dusty tournament, I think, next week. But we'll see what happens. I'm done talking to myself for real this time. Bye.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake. And you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples. Good topics. Great puns. Yeah, man. Check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right. We're back. We're at Rumble Talk now.
Yes.
So we did Prediction Friday for it, but since we fucking picked all the same shit anyway, I'm going to say no scores change. We'll leave it the way it is.
Yeah, because
numbers to it that don't need to be added to it.
Yeah. We both went different on the Rumble and we're completely wrong. So.
Not really, though. We did kind of say whoever fucking lost one of those matches would be in the Rumble and probably win it.
However, we figured that only one of those matches would happen before the Rumble, not both.
Right. That is also true, but you needed that fucking timeline in between, though, so that you have Brock in the fucking Rumble.
Yeah. Well, as soon as he lost, I was just like, yeah, there's no way he's coming in number 30. He's winning the Rumble. I can see it now.
Especially the way he lost. But anyway, let's start from the beginning of that card, just so we're not super fucking out of it, and then we'll go back. That's where we want to bounce.
Yep.
So first match was Reigns and Rollins.
Yes, which was actually a good match. I'm glad there wasn't any, like, interference by anybody else.
Right.
Oh.
Who's the band, so they're out of it. But, yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I liked the Shield fucking thing in the beginning.
Yeah, I marked out at first. Because at first, for some reason, I thought Seth was already in the ring when after Roman came out for some reason. And I heard Shield music. I'm like, no way. Like, that's not who I think it is. And then I saw Seth coming out. I'm like, oh, I guess that wasn't Seth I thought I saw in the ring. I'm just retarded.
I was texting you, like, I was kind of in a wild thing to play next. Just, like, even if he was just out there just watching the fucking match.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously that's happened. No open door thing ever.
Yeah.
But beside the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, it was a fun match. I thought it was really cool. Like, the Shield callback at the end of the match, we started hitting him with a fucking chair. Was a direct fucking copy of when Seth hit him with a chair.
Exactly.
The Shield.
Yeah.
So that was fun to watch. That was cool. I did enjoy that match. That match was fun to watch.
I really enjoyed that match. It was a good match to start off with. It definitely had me fucking super amped up after it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it keeps Reigns' fucking title reign, title number up really high.
You know, yep.
It doesn't really kill Seth.
No, it didn't really kill Seth, and Reigns still looks strong, which is good. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I just liked it. You know, had no idea what was going to happen later, but yeah, I liked how it went down.
It did look weird, like Charlie Robinson like put his fucking hand on the rope though. I was like, what? Like he picked it up and like put it on his fucking
hand
rope
up and he let it go and it went straight down onto the rope and I'm like that was a little weird, but okay.
That was kind of convenient. Whatever, dude. Like, sure, why not?
Yep.
And he just didn't break it. I'm like, okay, that's how this is gonna end. Cool. Just DQ. And then all the Shield chair shit afterwards. That was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I was fine with it. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So.
Yep. I agree.
The Women's Royal Rumble?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it kind of killed me that, like, I know, like, there's definitely people who were excited that Ronda came back, but I don't know. I could have done without Ronda. I would have rather seen Asuka or something.
Yeah, I would have rather seen Asuka. You could have fucking saved fucking Sasha. You know what I mean? It had to come out on Rumble instead of the Friday before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a day. Like, you couldn't have fucking let her fucking, you know, for a day.
Yeah, exactly. And then also that, like, I also felt like Sasha went out, like, really early.
Yeah, Sasha went out pretty early, so there wasn't really a lot of star power in there for a little bit. But,
you know, like, I figured they would have kept her in there a little bit longer than they did.
Yeah. It was strange. Melina, like, fell off the apron. That's why she was out so early.
That was definitely a botch kind of situation. There was a few other botches in that match. Oh, mainly
Kelly one when she, like, tried to fucking, like, harakirana Tamina into the rope.
Oh, yeah. It looked so horrible. It looked so horrible. I'm like, see, this is the problem with sometimes bringing these random people back that don't do this anymore, like, every day. Like, they look rough.
It did look it was shaky at times, but like it wasn't horrible. It, like, even Ronda coming back, it didn't bother me. It's money.
Like, yeah, it was definitely like,
think about it. She has beef with both of the champions right now.
Yeah, like, honestly, so, that was wasn't that the triple threat that fucking the Becky two belts away from?
Yeah. So I mean, like, so she has beef with both. Maybe she'll challenge for both. Maybe it'll just be the same match all over again. Yay.
I hope they don't do that. I'd rather see her. I mean, I think she's probably going to go after.
I think she's going after Charlotte. I think she's going after Charlotte.
I want her to go after Charlotte. Like, I mean, that's fine. I hate Charlotte anyway. So I like Ronda better than I like Charlotte. I mean, it's not saying a hell of a lot, but.
I've read on the internet that Fox wants her on Fox. So that puts her on SmackDown.
Yeah. So.
That's true. Know. And then I heard it's going to be Becky and Belair.
Yeah. I mean, so what are they going to have fucking Becky take it back from fucking, I mean, Belair take it back from fucking Becky then, finally?
That's what you would think. But I mean, again, I don't know. But I think that's the match anyway.
I feel like that, like, they could do something else with that. I don't know.
Yeah, they could add something else. They could have lived to that. And I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, that's fine too. Like, go ahead. You know, I mean, she had a pretty good performance in the Rumble. So,
tell you. I mean, so who knows? But
I mean, yeah,
but I definitely think Ronda's going after Charlotte, especially with them being the last two.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely felt like that's what that was setting up for, the way that they were the last two and all that. So
kind of uneventful last two, though, huh? They kind of looked at each other, then one ran at the other one, and then fell over.
Yeah, it wasn't. Usually, there's like when there's down to the last two, you have a little bit of back and forth where they almost each keep getting the other one out, like by a hair's breadth, and then it ended kind of quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like, is it like the things where, like, there's like the four corners thing, like the last four each in a corner?
Yeah, you have the stare down and the fucking whatever, and someone works with somebody, gets someone out, then they turn on them. Like, there wasn't really a lot of that in the end of the women's one, you know? Like, it was weird.
I just got some breaking news. Not wrestling related, but I'll say it anyway. Tom Brady is officially retired.
Yeah, I think we all knew that was coming.
Like, honestly. officially, though. Not like that. Then we took it back, like Mark Henry shit.
Yeah, well.
This time he, like, actually retired. I think. So that's what my phone just rang for. To tell me. Yeah.
That doesn't always mean anything either. How many times did Brett Favre come back from retirement?
That's very true. That's a very, very fair point. But, I mean, he's like, what the fuck can I do down here? I already won one. I proved I can win without him. So,
maybe
go back and be a coach or something. If he wants to still be in the game.
I definitely see him being a coach. There's no way he's completely walking away from the sport altogether. Yeah. He might be retiring from playing on the field, but he's not going to walk away forever.
It wouldn't shock if he just took a year off and just came right back.
I definitely see him taking a couple years off, even maybe 2 years, just to spend some time with family or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, he's eventually going to come back in some capacity after that.
Okay, so Women's Royal Rumble, back to what we were talking about originally. Royal Rumble.
Yep.
It was okay, like I said. I'm fine with Ronda winning because she's at least money.
Yeah, I'm fine with Ronda winning. I just didn't want Charlotte to win, and I really thought that that's probably what was going to fucking happen somehow, and that was going to be stupid, but,
right.
You know, I just, I don't know. Sometimes, like, I thought, and that's what I thought about maybe Reigns fucking retaining and then challenging at first, like, entering the Rumble and winning, because I'm like, are they going to start merging some titles soon? Because
they gotta, because that roster is so fucking thin.
Your roster's really thin, especially on the main title picture. So that's why I thought Charlotte was going to win. I mean, I wanted Rhea to win. I'm like, I figured they could have gave Rhea one. I mean, I'm sure they will eventually.
I'm sure she'll be back next year. Like,
yeah, her and Bianca already won one. You know, and her and Bianca are kind of like the future.
Speaking of fucking Rhea, the Molly Holly and Nikki thing was pretty fucking funny. Like, oh, you can only be one superhero. Like, I said that she was coming down, that she got her fucking ass whooped. That was fucking awesome.
I know. Like, for some reason, I wasn't expecting that. And she just shot out from behind the barricade and, like, whooped her ass. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that was interesting. And I also didn't know that Ivory was, don't know her name, Ivory, right? Yeah, Ivory's like 60 years old. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I was like, oh, wow. That's why she just got, like, pushed off the fucking ring apron then.
Yeah.
Don't
She came out and I heard the siren. I'm like, oh, Jesus, really?
I thought Big Papa Pump was coming. I had no idea what the fuck that was.
Yeah, I'm like, what? And then I heard the siren. I'm like, who the fuck has a siren? And then I saw her and I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that makes more sense. But she did a good promo. Like, she was in character. Like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't bad. It was botchy and a little, you know, messy, but that's how Rumbles are anyway. They're all like that.
Usually they all have some botchy shit in them everywhere. Because like we said, usually you bring back some random people that haven't been around for a minute. And it's just, there's a lot of people and a lot of things moving. So it's, you're going to get botchy moments.
People don't usually work together. Blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was definitely better than our next match.
Yeah, it was definitely better than the next match. I mean, I thought it was a little bit better than the men's Rumble, honestly, too.
Yeah, yes and no.
Yes and no. I mean, overall, it was a better Rumble. Like, some parts of the men's Rumble was just, like, I don't know. We'll get into that.
Yeah. It was definitely better than our next match. Oh, yeah, and then the sign set on fire, as you heard King tell you.
You didn't see that?
It's because it wasn't on TV.
Okay. All right. Like, I didn't see it either. And then, like, I saw that you texted me that, too, and I'm like, huh? What? What did I miss?
It wasn't on TV, but, like, you know, there were people there, obviously. So, you know, I got a bunch of tweets about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then, because nobody paid attention to Becky and Doudrop at all, because no one gave a fuck about it, including myself.
I'll be completely honest with you. That was, like, I think I went and got food, and I think I went to the bathroom during that match, too. It was not, like... Yeah.
I mean, because, like, everybody knew that Becky was going to retain. There was no reason to watch that match.
Yeah.
And like King said, it wasn't even fun. Like, it wasn't Piper Nevin. It was fucking Doudrop.
Yeah, it didn't. And like he said on his segment too, like, I've seen her wrestle like as Piper Nevin, you know, right. And she can go. And I think there could have been more to that match than there was.
Other than that one fucking, what the hell is those things called? Fucking splash thing where she like broke her fucking ribs. I think that was like the only good spot that Doudrop had. Other than that, she just got her, like, then again, I wasn't paying much attention to it. So she got her ass whooped the whole time.
Yeah, like I said, I missed half of that match easily.
Easily half of that match I missed. 100%.
Yeah, so I didn't care about that one at all.
Me neither. So that match gets a down 100%. Simon Miller says down. I say down. Everybody says down.
Yeah, that's totally. That was the, you know what? This is the middle of the show. This is going to be like your fucking halftime stretch. Go get your shit.
Go get some sessions.
Go to the bathroom. Go get more beer.
Go stay some long ass line because this match sucks.
Yeah, you're not going to miss much. So. Okay. And then we went with the next was Lashley versus Lesnar.
Right. Big men slapping meat together. Men slapping meat. I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyway, I thought they had a much better build up than the actual match as King and
Yeah, all. They made such that was the letdown to me. Like, I'm okay with how it all turned out in the end, but I just feel like the build-up to that match was going to be... That's why I'm like, oh, that has to be the last match of the night. That's going to come on after the Men's Rumble. Because the build-up that they try to make...
It was a big fight feel, like UFC. Like, this is a heavyweight championship fight. Like, this was going to be fucking monstrous. It was like Tyson and fucking Holyfield.
Yeah, it was not... It did not live up to the hype that they try to give it.
No. And I thought it could have. Don't get me wrong. Like, I thought, you know what I mean? But it just didn't.
It definitely could have if they didn't have all these plans to do. And I don't know if like some of this was might not have been the original plan for the Rumble, but Reigns coming down with COVID, I think, made them change some things last minute, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, well, that's how Vince is. Anyway, he does change everything last fucking minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, it said it was fine. I mean, Reigns coming out, taking the spear. Like, the referees, like, don't know how to get the fuck out of the way. Like, you've already got hit once. Move.
I
like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to believe that like nobody saw you get kicked in the face with that thing, and now you're just magically out, and Reigns just happens to be there now.
You got like a foot in the face. You got one foot like in the face, and it wasn't even like a full on like someone kicked you by accident. Like, you didn't take like fucking sweet chin music. You just got hit with the foot.
Right. Exactly. So.
But yeah, I it was okay. Like the match itself was okay, but like I just. You could have done more for that. And I think a lot of fans really wanted just to see those two guys really go at it in like a full length match, you know?
You didn't have to go like shoot fight style, even like they both could have had some, you know, they did the Germans back and forth, which is just weird. Like, Flashy take those things off like weird, like landing on his neck and shit.
Yeah, he looked like he could have got hurt on one or two of those for sure.
I mean, I don't know if he just wasn't expecting Lesnar to pick him up that.
I'm pretty sure Lashley is the type of guy that is not used to getting ragdolled. So
probably not, right? Exactly.
Either he's Lesnar really doing funny. The ragdolling, so
definitely is. Hey, it was fine though. That match was probably it was good. Like, and I'm fine with the way that it turned out.
Yeah,
and then I'm even fine with Lesnar being in the Rumble. But we'll get to that in a minute.
I was fine with that too. It really didn't bother. I thought it was going to bother me a lot. I'm like, oh great, Lesnar's going to win the Rumble now. But like. It was, I was actually okay with it.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Speaking of not being that bad, the mixed tag team match, which I thought was going to blow.
See, here's my thing. Like, I really didn't care too much about Becky and Doudrop because we knew that title was not going to change hands there for sure. Right. But, like, I also wasn't very excited for this match either. Like, I like Edge a lot, and I liked Beth Phoenix when she wrestled a lot. The other two, not so much, but like, I'm like, I just mixed tag matches usually don't go well.
They don't go well, but I thought it was decent. Like, it wasn't the best match ever, but it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
In terms of a mixed tag match, it was one of the better ones that I've been forced to have to watch.
I thought it was better than Britt Baker and Cole versus Cassidy and Statlander from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I did too. I think it had a little bit of a slow burn at first, but that's fine because it
told the story though. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. It ended well though. It had a slow burn at first, but then it was actually a very good match for a mixed match.
I agree to that.
I really got into it at the end too, randomly, and then I thought they were gonna lose. I'm like, please don't let Edge and Beth lose. Like, yeah.
I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I'm like,
another fucking match. God damn it.
So yeah, I was surprised, because in my head I'm like, even though I'm not excited about Becky and fucking Doudrop, I'm like, I expected this match to be the worst match, and it wasn't. So that's surprised.
It wasn't the worst match. I thought, like I said, I thought it was really decent for what it was.
Yeah, I agree.
And on to the men's Royal Rumble we go.
That's right.
Starts off really good with AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, those two came out first, and I was like, all right. And then, like, wasn't Austin Theory, like, third?
He was, like, third, yeah. Third.
Which surprised me. I figured they would have brought him in a tiny bit later, but...
No, Shane had to get his own fucking spot. He'll come out, like, fucking 27th or 28th, where the fuck he came out at.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like, so much for that Forbidden Door thing, too, on the Men's Rumble. I mean...
I mean, I'm kind of glad it was pretty much just... honestly, active members of the roster besides fucking Shane.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bad Bunny, which, I mean, honestly, fucking respect to Bad Bunny. That dude fucking...
Bad Bunny put on a better-looking performance than Shane O'Mac, honestly.
Yeah, I'd rather see Bad Bunny anytime of the fucking year. Like, fuck, that was way better.
Yeah, I'm like, I was cool with that. Even technically that he was, like, the second celebrity in the damn fucking thing, honestly.
Right, but we knew Knoxville was there, and Knoxville didn't do it bad either. You know what I mean? Like, he did what he did. Like, it wasn't horrible. Fucking do shit.
Exactly. So, and it was funny, because he just, like, he threw out Sammy, and then he got his ass beat.
Sammy threw him out.
Sammy threw him out, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But I mean, like, Bad Bunny looked low bridge fucking Sheamus. He took an F5. Like, I mean,
yeah, he did. He took some bumps for a celebrity, yeah, man.
I was like, oh, this is fucking running.
Probably more than the although I forget who was it that fucking hit Knoxville at one point.
AJ? So,
I think it was AJ who, like, actually, like, hit the motherfucker.
Yeah, and then Montez gave him a splash, like, onto his knees, though, to be nice, I guess.
Yeah. Although I'm pretty sure Knoxville could take it. I mean, he does some stupid shit, so.
Yeah, but still, like, you don't know what you can take until it actually happens.
Yeah. It's true.
So, yeah, all that shit happened. Lesnar comes out, he wins, blah, blah, blah. Again, I wasn't upset about it, really, until I learned that the original plan was to have fucking Riddle win.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they're pretty high on Riddle, so.
Right. Because they don't want to break up RK-Bro unless there's a title involved.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next point. He is in the Elimination Chamber match.
Really?
Yes. It is Riddle. It is Austin Theory. AJ Styles. Bobby Lashley, obviously. Yeah. Brock Lesnar. And Seth Rollins.
Oh. Jesus.
They're just trying to watch that fucking Blood Money tape if you want that.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's like, hey, we're doing this shit in fucking Saudi Arabia this time and making it a Blood Money one. So,
oh, it's also Becky versus Lita.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's also having a Blood Money. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, they surprised me with the last one they did, because it was better.
I don't like what it stands for, but I'm probably going to watch the fucking thing because it sounds decent.
There's a reason why we call it Blood Money, because we hate what you're fucking, why you're doing it all. But, like, at the same time, it's still a wrestling show, and I'm going to watch it. But
yeah, exactly.
At least if you're going to do it, make it worth my while. Don't get me fucking Taker and Goldberg shit again.
Right, and then, so, I think Riddle will win at fucking Elimination Chamber, unless there's a fucking fast lane or something afterwards, but...
I forget when Mania is this year. I forget if it's into, like, the beginning of April or the end of March. Because if it's into, like, April sometime, they will probably throw some stupid roadblock shit out there.
I do think it's, like, the first week in April.
Mm. Still gives them time to throw one quick one. They do that shit.
Maybe Riddle put on a good performance and get fucked out of it somehow. Blah, blah, blah. But I think it'll end up being Riddle versus Randy at WrestleMania for the whatever the fuck Raw title is called.
Yeah, I think, isn't that the universe? No, that's not the universe. Reigns has the Universal, right?
I don't fucking know. They're the same fucking, I call them Raw and SmackDown title.
Yeah, it'd be easier if they did that like they do with the women's, instead of giving me two different names.
Yeah, seriously, call it the same fucking thing.
This is Universal. Technically, it's the heavyweight championship, which is the one that is on Raw, I think. So.
Yeah, I don't fucking like. They're the same to me. Like I said, one's blue, one's red.
One's blue, one's black. They didn't make the other one red yet.
Oh, whatever. They will.
I don't know, they should just unify the two fucking things anyway.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
So, because you got not enough main eventers to have two fucking titles.
I agree. Like, you only have, like, five. I mean, it was cool to see fucking McIntyre come back because I thought he was still hurt. So,
yeah, that was a big shock. I was not expecting to see McIntyre. And for some reason, I was not paying attention at that moment. And then I heard McIntyre's music, and I was like, oh, shit, McIntyre's back.
Yeah. It was cool that he beat up fucking Suspenders guy. And,
Corbin, I respect because he's good at catching heat and being the heel he's supposed to be. But I really fucking hate Madcap Moss, so I'm glad
he's now called the My House Suspenders guy. So that's what he'll be called for now, Suspenders guy.
Suspenders guy.
Like, oh, okay. That's what we're calling him. Cool. I'll go with that. Suspenders guy it is.
Yeah.
Because so sure, you watched it, you know, with people who don't watch wrestling. So it's so yeah. Did I. So.
Yeah. Who's this idiot? Like, oh, yeah. I like him.
Suspenders guy it is.
Yep.
All in all, not my favorite Rumble card or Rumble matches, whatever it was.
It's been better Rumbles and Rumble matches in general.
Wasn't the worst Rumble. I still have the Rumble going into WrestleMania 30 where Daniel Bryan should have won and Batista won that one.
Yeah.
And also 2011 Rumble where fucking Del Rio won.
Yeah.
It's my worst two Rumbles ever.
Yeah.
That
annoyingly extra long one too, because wasn't that the 40-man one or something that he won?
40-man one, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know, 30's a good number. Don't change it.
I mean, it's a 50-man one that Strowman won in Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi Arabia one, but again, like there's no need to have 50 fucking people.
No.
So, but yeah, wasn't worst, wasn't best. I'd probably give it. I'll put it in an even tie with Beach Break and give it a 7.
I'll run with that. That's fine.
You know, it had moments, and I was happy. I enjoyed it as a whole. Cool. So right.
I didn't hate it like I thought I was going to. So it was fine.
Yeah.
And like being just fine isn't going to help you win against the war, I guess. But it was okay.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a 7 too. Bring us to now douchebag of the day.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Cody Rhodes.
Just for the fuck of it, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, he just I watched that match, and the whole time I watched that match, I'm like, I hate Cody. I don't know where this is coming from, but I fucking hate Cody. His stupid fucking neck tattoo does not help either.
You could have Cody. I'm taking Mr. Kennedy.
What the fuck did he do that I didn't see then?
Apparently, he has a wrestling school.
Okay.
He's taking money from, you know, aspiring wrestlers and has not had a single fucking class or an email for 2 years that is saying that, you know, wrestling's starting back up. So basically, he's just scamming fucking one of the wrestlers out of money.
Oh, that's a total douchebag move.
So, yeah, Mr. Kennedy is my douchebag of the day.
Yeah, that's a fitting one.
So, there we go. That's who I got.
Yep. I'm still sticking because screw Cody. But yeah, that's definitely worthy of douchebag of the day.
Good. So I found a good one again. All right. Awesome. What do you got for next week? You got any plans for next week? Because I don't know if we're doing.
No, I have no idea. I know King mentioned something about discussing the Dusty Classic, so maybe we should maybe we could look into that ourselves as well.
Okay. I mean, I know it's like first round just about over.
Yeah.
But the women's hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, which is weird. Like, usually you think they run them at the same time, but okay.
I don't know why they're fucking doing it separate like that. Okay, we can do some Dusty Classic stuff, but that's not going to be an all-day show. So other than that, it's going to be a mystery.
I don't know. So, I mean, we definitely can watch NXT.
All right, so we're watching NXT.
Want to try to suffer through Impact again?
Nope. That's not a thing. We'll just watch NXT, and then the rest of it will be fucking free-for-all.
All right, yeah, that works for me.
Okay. And then probably some other bullshit. Like, you know we do.
Yeah, I know. We always come up with random shit, so.
We'll get with King and find out what he's actually doing, so. We'll get to-
Yep.
All right. So I guess until then, I'll just no prediction Friday because it's just a fight night that I know of, and I'm not doing fight nights anymore. Those names are hard to say.
And we just botch them badly and makes it sound worse.
Right. So fuck that. We'll do pay-per-views for UFC only and pay-per-views for anything else only. But yeah. Right. So we're back Monday in theory.
Yep.
If there's no fucking snowstorms.
Yeah, I know. I hope not. I'm done with snow already.
Yeah, right? This fucking 30 inches of snow bullshit.
Yeah, it pissed me off, so.
Yeah. Anyway, until Monday, I'm going to say motherfucking deuces.
Peace.